Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva of Duel. And check out our blog that I still can't update because Google won't let me in, which is divaofduel.com. Facebook, the fan page is Diva of Days of Our Lives. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to us on iTunes so that way you never miss a show. And plus, on Blog Talk Radio, if you follow us here, you'll get alerted to interviews, stuff like that. And also with the blog, Marianne did get updated this week, but she's not having the same problems I am, where it's only letting me into my son's email account.
Oh, I actually got in there and kind of figured it out. I just had a little bit of problems, but with the link, but it works somehow, I think. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So. Yeah. So if you, over at the blog, you can sign up for the e-newsletter, and whenever we update the blog, you get an email letting you know. So, okay. So, anyway, Marianne is here tonight.
Hi, everyone.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm at Mama _ Hooch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there I am. Anna, once again, is fashionably late.
Is she coming? There she is. Yay.
I'm here, kind of.
And what's your Twitter handle?
At Cozy Hooch.
Okay, and I want to give a shout out to our friends at Bob Hapkin, at Amy Hapkin. And first, I wanted to talk to you guys about Thursday night. You guys, while I was at work, interviewed Teo Pangloss, who plays Andre DeMiro on Days. And anybody who missed the show, all of our interviews, all of our past shows, every single one of them are here on Blog Talk Radio. They're all archived. They're all archived also on iTunes. So all you have to do is press play. Find them and press play. So what did you guys think of the interview with Teo on Thursday?
Well, it was fun.
It was fun, especially when we had our surprise caller, Lauren, called in.
Yeah.
Lauren Coslow called in, which really took him by surprise, I think.
He was like, wait, I didn't even ask you to do this.
Yeah.
He was like, wow. I didn't even ask her to do that.
How did she call it? Well, how sweet of her to call in. And he was like, I think he was gushing. You could tell he was
he was blushing.
So, therefore speechless for a little bit, which is like, you know. Anytime you can make Teo speechless for like a couple of seconds is like, is a miracle.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I liked how she come on there with her little, was she Judy or something? Or with her little voice?
I don't know, British accent. I don't know. Must have been some sort of inside thing between the two of them.
That's what I was going to wonder. Is it some kind of inside thing, or she just kind of made up a voice, or I didn't know.
I have no idea. It was cute.
And then at first she wasn't sure if Teo knew who she was. I thought he knew who she was because she said, "Oh, this is your Kate," and I didn't know. I didn't think she knew who he was. Yeah, at first, but he did. He realized who it was. I think right away when he heard her voice. So it was fun. Another thing with Teo, you just never know what's gonna come out.
That's true.
And I guess they were talking about their scripts and stuff, and she said, "Did you get the script?" And he said, "Yeah, I got the script." And she said, it's really interesting, and what's gonna happen?" And he said, "Yeah, and the language between the two of them must be so adult or something. He really liked the dialogue." And then she must have said about, "Oh, did you read about did you get the second script and the big surprise that comes out of the blue?" And he said, "No, I didn't read it yet." And I thought, shoot. Because
yeah.
I mean,
probably a good thing.
That's what I mean.
He
could have
gotten in trouble.
He could have gotten in trouble, but he could have spilled the beans too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you didn't read it. What do you mean? He's behind us, you know. And that's when they were starting to talk. Yeah, and Lauren was being cautious.
Call me after you read it.
Yeah, call me after you read it. And I said, go ahead, run your line. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was good. I loved it. Yeah, we'll just sit back and listen.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, too bad Teo didn't read that script, that part of the script.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
I also,
at one point, didn't he say something about how he, like, silence or something? And I was like, is he trying to say that about us? No, not personally, but no.
Silence? Oh, that's when he goes to the monasteries. He liked the quiet and the silence. Or
yeah.
I guess that's what he likes about. Yeah. I guess getting away from noisy LA and all that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure the traffic and the whole bit.
Yeah. But I don't know how he could be silent. I mean, you know.
I would
that was probably that was probably a sacrifice for him, you know, not to talk for.
Aw, you're so bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
So,
got some different callers.
Lots of nice callers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had some different ones, and there's a caller that we got. Her name is Carolyn Topol, T-O-P-O-L, and she did a really nice interview. I think she has a blog or something called.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it. I'll have to check it out.
Carolyn Topol Talks or whatever, and she had met him in Atlanta when he was in this last fan event in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she did an interview with him, and it's posted on there with questions and answers, and it's very good questions and answers, and it was
good
interview. So,
that's great.
I think maybe you can if you just Google that. I guess it's T-O-P-O-L, but it was
I
good.
Think
she
has
called
it on
in
her Twitter too. I think.
Yes,
it
probably is posted.
Twitter.
Is on her Twitter. So, yeah, and we've got some different callers, and
different. Some folks we hadn't had before. They called some of our old favorites, so just a nice mix.
Yeah, and he said he had lunch that day with Deidre and her sons, which was like he had a nice lunch.
And I guess one of the boys traveled a lot or lived overseas for a while or something like that, and they had that in common and really.
Yeah, I think he was giving them travel tips too or whatever, or traveling and different places that he's been and. And of course, he talked about his different places, travels that he's been, and different things. Tried to get into a little bit of politics, but we didn't really wholly go there, so it's just probably a good thing. But
I need to listen to the whole thing because I missed so
I
much
need
of
to
it
go
screening
back.
Calls. But
yeah.
I just because when you screen calls,
you probably
can't hear the conversation.
Yeah,
and then
you don't really
want to add too much because you don't know what they've been talking about, or they might have already. Said something.
Right.
I did ask him about. I had thought my main question this time was about his musical taste because it dawned on me. I thought I know he must love music, but just being the kind of person that he is, but I thought I really don't know what he likes to listen to or what inspires him or whatever. So it's neat because I mean I know Marianne knows all this, but I didn't know he was into show tunes and all that and. And it sounds like some classical music, some of the big, like Ben Hur, some of the big films, some of the grand music.
Yeah, soundtrack.
From
he likes like movie soundtracks and like when he works out and different ones.
Yeah.
Things like that. And Greek, a lot of Greek music. But I know this, like the movie soundtracks he mentioned and, and things. Yeah.
So it's cool. And he loved La La Land. That's probably the one show I want to see from the Oscars.
I haven't seen
the only one I want to see.
La La Land.
It sounds like you, but since it was a musical, figured he probably liked it.
A musical,
But anyway, it was nice. But it was nice to talk with him about that a little bit. So anyway, it was kind of cute because he was like, "Oh, do you want to go to the callers?" And we're like, "What? Are we chopped liver?"
Oh, I know. How rude! Wasn't
it was
that
so
rude?
Cute. And then he felt. I didn't mean
who are we?
Just Marianne and I was goofing with him and teasing him, but
yeah.
But I wasn't offended at all or anything. But But
he said, "Oh no,
yeah.
no, go
then
ahead."
Then he felt really bad. I was like, "No, okay." But I did want to ask him that question, but you know.
Yeah.
But
and
know,
I never
so
did
we,
ask the question. I don't think, but that's all right. It's fine.
Yeah, we had a nice time and learned a lot. And so yeah, I'll definitely have to go back because I just got pieces of some of the conversations. But anyway, so yeah, it was
after
fun.
After all these years and the Lee chats and everything, it's like, what questions haven't we asked him yet? It's like,
yeah,
right.
You kind of run out of, run out
less,
of questions.
We ask him a lot less naughty ones these days.
Yeah, although he was being naughty himself and is stirring things up on his Facebook page and Twitter, because he said, on Facebook, he said something about, remember when we did those chats when I was in the bathtub with a martini? And yeah, different people came on. I think Michelle came on and said something about, oh, but she says, oh no, I remembered it used to be naked in the backyard reading. And I said, yeah, that was, but yeah, so.
Oh, that's neat.
But he was having, he wasn't having a martini, he was having tequila. He was
drinking.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So he should have been naked if this tequila takes your clothes off. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still too serious. You know, he's kind of serious. Yeah, all this, but whatever. Yeah.
But,
yeah, he did, he was taken aback with Warren, so I thought that was cute. So.
That was cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
okay.
Let's see. So, yeah, we had a nice time.
Yeah. And then till we was ready to go cook dinner.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't get much of a Kate update. I don't have much of a Kate update because I just got to see sporadic pieces of the show this week. I'll have to catch up. But anyway, so.
Oh, I did see her yesterday,
little bit.
So I can talk about.
She had a good show yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. I just didn't get to see it. So, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, she saw, actually, there was two episodes. One where she pampered Adrian.
Yeah, I saw part of that episode so far. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she. I have to apologize. My computer's acting slow, and I had to take down the chat room. There's something slowing my computer down, so hopefully I can get that back up in a couple minutes.
Oh, I know.
I haven't been on all day.
Oh, and by the
fine.
Way, speaking of the chat room, Jen's call dropped off. She was in the queue, and did we ever?
Oh.
And her, didn't her call drop Thursday night?
Because I went to get her like the next, and then I didn't see her, and then she hadn't called back in. And we had a lot of, I think Dama was having trouble with her phone. I don't know if it was, everybody else was okay, but I think it somehow it was Dama's phone. So.
But anyway, Jen, if you're out there, if you're in the chat room or if you're listening, sorry about that. It was, I don't know what happened. I don't know if you had to hang up or if it was Blog Talk, but sometimes. That happens, but after, you know, I was like, oh, no, she never called back, and we lost her call. So, anyway, sorry about that. Okay, now, go ahead. I just happened to remember that.
Yes, the all-important Kate update. We have to get our tradition out of the way.
Okay, Kate update.
Yeah.
That's right.
She planned to pamper Adrian, I think, with a massage and a facial, and she bought her some clothes. And she came in with Lucas and Justin. And then I really don't think too much really happened on really with that scene.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, she's over here. She sees Eduardo being very friendly with Chloe. And Eduardo said he's going to track down Nicole and Holly. And Kate just starts ripping into Chloe. It's like, oh, you know, how she ruined Lucas and Philip and all that. Of course, Kate's not going to be all in on Chloe because Kate was, remember the time when Kate was with Dr. Tan and she was trying to, you know, that didn't come up that she tried to poison Chloe because Chloe was with Daniel. She didn't bring that up
to Eduardo.
She
needs to make some more
Eduardo.
Brownies. We've decided she needs to make some more brownies. Definitely. Take them to Chloe.
Yeah, give them
she...
to Chloe. Yeah, I will feed them to Chloe, too.
Yeah. I'm not on team
I will make
Chloe
sure.
this time. Yeah.
I don't think anyone... I haven't seen anywhere where anyone's on team Chloe. Yeah.
I mean, Nicole's very hard to cheer for at this point, but even Chloe's even worse. Because Nicole hasn't really been a very good mother since she's been on the road. But Kate tells Eduardo the story about egg baby Philip that Vivian stole and implanted in herself and carried. So she was saying, you know, the same thing happened to her, what happened to Nicole, because Vivian tried to pass off Philip as, you know, as her son. Mm-hmm. And I totally forgot all about that, because I thought she was going to say how her ex-husband basically took Austin and Billy from her. I thought that's what she was going at, but she didn't get to raise Austin and Billy. But really, she was talking about egg baby Philip and Vivian. Mm-hmm. But that was cool, though, to have a... She didn't say Vivian's
get a shout
name.
Out of her history. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was also nice for her to have some history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice when the writers remember history.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, but she can relate to what happened to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think this whole thing is BS anyway, that Chloe got custody. Because they would have had a contract for her to sign saying she had no rights to the baby, you know, before they agreed to it. But she couldn't sway Eduardo and Eddie basically thinks she's just jealous. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then
for number.
And then I thought the episode was really going to get good, because she walks into the pub and Roman's behind the bar.
Oh, yeah.
We have a K-Man scene.
Yeah.
One we get once a year K-Man scene.
Yeah, for a little bit, but yeah, we got one.
Mm-hmm.
But basically all she did was bitch about Chloe and Eduardo, and he basically accused her of being jealous, and he left.
Oh.
So It was such a major bummer.
What, Roman
like, damn
said
it.
She was being Roman said
she was
jealous. Being jealous?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
So it was a major letdown. I mean, I didn't even know if
it could have been better. Yeah.
It could have been a lot better. I mean, they didn't even hint about them being together. I mean, you would just thought, you know. He was just giving her a martini, that's all. You thought he was a bartender. So that was a big bummer.
Chris Koscheck. He retired from the force and became Chris Koscheck. Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
We had a Roman fighting. It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Well, I was afraid he was retiring, because when they did the big scenes with Roman retiring, it almost felt like that Josh was retiring too.
Right.
But, you know, I wonder if they're going to have, you know how Kayla ran the pub for a long time? I wonder if they're going to have him running the pub, you know, so not being police commissioner, but still being on a show. And, you know,
he's
running
retired,
the pub.
Because
I don't know. I haven't seen Peggy McKay in a while. I wonder if she's not feeling well or something.
Yeah. She's basically has not gone for a long time. Months and months.
Yeah, there was a fan club president said something on Facebook that she just had some health complications, but she's doing fine now.
Oh, good,
good. Yeah, so she's
love
doing okay.
Peggy. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hope to see her soon. That'd be really nice.
Yeah.
But, it makes sense to have Roman run the pub, because, I mean, Kayla's the chief of staff of a hospital. How the hell does she have time to work in a pub?
All right. I know,
that's
that was
not
so 40... bizarre when they had her doing that.
Yeah, that's not a 40-hour week job, running a hospital.
Right.
So, I don't know, that was stupid to begin with. But anyway, that's the Kate update for the week.
Thank you.
Well, there was another scene with Kate that was pretty good, too, with Chad, when she had the heart-to-heart talk with Chad. Like, it's almost like a mother talking to her son.
Oh, yeah.
And making him realize that he was really in love with Gabby, and how was he going to come to terms with that. And it was a good back and forth, and he was saying about cutting, you know, Gabby out of his life. And it was really good scenes between the two of them. So that's always nice to see.
Yeah, I do like their mother-son dynamic. But I don't think Chad's in love with Gabby. I think he's in lust with her. Definitely.
Well, yeah. And he's in love, or in love with two women at the same time, in a way. In different ways, maybe, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I think I think he likes her more than a friend, but I don't think it's love quite yet. Because they really weren't a couple before when Abby came back. They were just kind of
starting
into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think,
yeah, when Abby,
I don't think he had enough time. Right. I don't think he had enough time to fall in love with her. I think that's kind of silly. I mean, he might be confused at the time, but that does happen. You know, sometimes you do think you're in love, and then one day you wake up and you're like, what the hell was I thinking?
Well, especially because
they
have a history, because they dated when they were younger, too.
Oh,
and
yeah, and they brought that up.
Girlfriend.
There was a lot of that, Chad daydreaming and going back when they were playing baseball, or she was teaching him, I guess she was a good softball pitcher or something, and they were going back to made them look like they were in high school again. And he was daydreaming, and Abigail would catch him. Like, well, she'd say, where did you go to just now? And, of course, he was thinking about Gabby.
Well, did you think it was funny? Abby spilled a drink or something on Chad, but she just conveniently had a change of clothes for him. He went back to the office, left the door unlocked, and stripped down to his underwear, and Gabby walked in, and he was basically so startled, he basically tripped over his pants and fell down.
So he had his shirt off, and tripped on his pants. Yeah, really.
Yeah. And the whole thing was so silly because she's seen him naked several times, and she was just locked she was just locked in a freezer
with
him.
And guess who walks in? And just happens to walk in and catches them laying on the floor together. Yeah.
With him naked. Yeah.
Yeah. We just have to create these moments like this all the time, like the push.
Well,
this.
At least in that case, he really could use the excuse, I literally fell on top of her.
So I don't know where all they're going with this, you know, with Gabby and Abby, and of
it's
course Dario still has a crush on Abby. Yeah. So
it
I don't know. I kind of like both
Dario.
Of them. Together, you know, I don't know who I like better.
It's kind of weird. Isn't Dario kind of lecturing Gabby to stay away from Chad because he's married, but same time, too, Dario's after Abby and she's married?
Yeah.
That's a little hypocritical there, bud.
Right. Wow. Well, that's everyone just about, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire town.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, did you see, oh, God, the promo? Oh, Lord.
I didn't see the promo yet. I saw that it was out there, but I didn't see it yet.
It's Gabby, Chad, and Abby are all tied up. And I think both women are poisoned, and Chad has a choice of which one he can save. Get
the
antidote to. And the whole thing is so stupid. It's kind of reminds you of Saw or something. It's just that weird. And the thing is, I'm tired of these people being kidnapped all the time. It's getting freaking old.
Yeah, and Deimos is using the poison again, like he did with Maggie. He's poisoning people again. Yeah. Oh, the kidnapping.
I mean, how many times are you going to kidnap Chad and Gabby, though? It's getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
A lot of this is Chad's fault. He could have left Deimos alone. He didn't have to do the whole antiquities thing. He should have just alerted the police and let the police handle it, let them take down Deimos instead of him stealing the business.
Yeah.
So,
but I think
kind
of won some of that. He says he's keeping it for them, but I think and Andre's trying to get him to like go into, you know, do the same, basically the same thing as Deimos was doing. Like they want to try to profit from it too, I think.
Right.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
But still, even being in possession of them, even if you don't sell them, that's still illegal because they're antiquities. That's a little bit. But the thing is, though, he could have just had Deimos busted and.
Right.
You know,
Abigail wanted him to do in the first place.
That would have made the most sense. You know, if he would have busted them, then the antiquities would have been returned to their rightful countries anyway. So Chad should not be running Demira. I'm sorry, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
No, he shouldn't be.
I think, No, I think Kate should be running it. So I think she's done it before.
I like that. That idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has the gravitas that she can pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that.
I mean,
she could. Mm-hmm. She would, and she's done it. I mean, she's done it before. You know, they took over. She
right.
and Sammy and stuff. So
yeah.
She's run large corporations good. Before and stuff. So. I agree. I think Chad still has some learning to do.
Well, Chad hasn't learned yet to protect himself from being either kidnapped or punched in the face. So he's not really intimidating because he has not won a single fight against anybody ever in Salem. He's gotten his ass kicked all the time. So it's kind of... You're just not intimidated by him. You don't really, you don't take him seriously. And every time he tries to go get to a business deal, if Abby and Gabby aren't there to bail him out,
yeah.
or he loses
Salem,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, basically, he's be about Chad's being robbed big time in Demira.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he should be the head of it. I think it's a little silly. Or either that or bring back a, old school to bear, maybe like Kristen or somebody to run it. But he's just too young. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take him as a serious businessman. I mean, he's more concerned about how he's dressed.
How he's dressed, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we get to look forward to this week is, again, another kidnapping hostage story between with the three of them. So, one thing I did
there's
like
Nicole
this week
on
was
the
just,
run.
Oh God, that's taking forever.
I know.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
They're still in Salem, right?
Yeah, they're still in Salem.
They're still in Salem, aren't they? Yeah.
They went to see that doctor,
and he's turning them in. He called the police
yeah,
or called Damon's somebody.
Fine,
yeah.
yeah. Damon's fine. You know, Brady finds her, then Damus finds them. Ugh, I don't know.
Wait, she was on the run. No shit. She was on the park bench outside the square.
That's what I thought. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
He said, can you stay right here while I go get some cash? I was thinking, what? That's what I was wondering. I was like, is that supposed to be in some other town or is that in Salem? Because... Sure,
no,
like
it was in Salem because they
know.
Took the baby to that doctor, and I think he's the doctor in Salem, I guess. Or is he not in Salem? Yeah, he's in Salem.
Yeah, but he was at the hospital a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, and
everybody was making fun of too. Nicole had the baby out in the cold, and she got a fever. She got the baby sick. So far, poor Holly, within like, 48 hours, has been kidnapped and has gotten an ear infection.
Mm-hmm.
She's open to call. Oh, God. And seriously, and Chloe was literally at the square at the same time Nicole was at the park bench outside the square.
Mm-hmm.
So they were within a few feet of each other. But the film PD can't find her, so.
Well. Look who's on the Salem PD. Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, we have Hope and Rafe and JJ.
Hope and Rafe and JJ
and
Lonnie.
Yeah.
Lonnie,
whatever.
Yeah.
The storyline is, what the hell's up with Brady, though, too? He's willing to abandon his son to go on the run with Nicole.
Oh, that was a big yes. What about the leaving? And even Nicole keeps telling him, "What about Tate? What about Tate?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know." You know, he's not even concerned.
Why can't he take his son with him? He's got full custody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought the whole thing was dumb. He's got full custody. Take his son. Why is he leaving
him with
Victor and leaving him with Victor, Maggie, and Damos? That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's stupid.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say the one thing I did like was Jennifer and Eric.
Oh, and Eric's back to normal now with the hair.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, now he looks.
I like those scenes.
The Eric we know.
Stuff too.
Yeah.
I liked how
he
helped that guy when Marlena called him and asked him to come and help that guy that was going through something similar to him, and like he helped him and all.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Vaughn really is good. I'm glad they brought him back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the scenes with I like him and Jennifer together. Eric.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marlena called him up to come to the hospital and talk to a young man who was drinking and driving and injured another driver, and it sounds like the other driver was going to pull through. And basically that's what Jennifer wanted Eric to do, was to have him work at the Horton Center and basically mentor and be there for, you know, helping others. So...
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to do it until this incident with Marlena and this young man, and then he decided, yeah, he'll do it. So that was cool. And then Roman showed up at the cabin. They were talking, and then Jennifer shows up. And Jennifer shows up, and I think that's when Roman started getting a clue about why Eric's coming back to Salem. So.
Well, and I liked the father-son dynamic, too, with them.
You know?
I thought it's really kind of neat when you think about it. Like, I was thinking, here, their son's, you know, grown up and all, but it's like, you know, sometimes you still need your parents. You know, there are times, you know. And if you're blessed enough to have them in your life and everything, you know, still and everything. But I thought it was neat because Marlena and Roman are both in their own way really trying to help Eric, you know? I was like, well, that's so neat.
Mm-hmm. So how did you like the Horton reunion with Jolie and introducing Eli to everybody? I loved
it.
A little bit all this history family tree they explained.
It
was funny.
I wanted so bad for Hope to lean over and say, you know, it is very complicated, but if you go to NBC.com, they have a great Horton family tree that you can
Yes, and she actually came out and said, well, Jolie is my half-sister, and she's also my stepmother. You know, more or less explained about her mother, Addie, also married, you know, her dad, and then married Jolie. And, yeah, and he even looks and he says about the complicated family tree. I need to draw a picture of the family. You need to draw me a picture of the family tree.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, there is one out there.
On NBC.com.
Uh-huh.
That would have been awesome
and then he was
if they had done that. If they had been really on top of it, NBC should have had a little thing at the end of that scene to see the real Horton family tree. Go to NBC.com. That would have been hilarious.
Yes.
Having experienced a little bit of that myself in my life of being reunited with biological family and stuff, it was really interesting to, like, you know, I really like Eli. I can do without his mother.
Oh, I do. Oh, isn't he?
But I really
isn't he good looking?
He's
so handsome.
He's hot. Mm-hmm.
Isn't he hot?
He's hot. His voice is interesting too.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm really enjoying him so far. But I like that I like that there's a story, you know, that he's connected to the Hortons and there's this whole complicated family that he's like trying to learn about and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not fond of the Valerie character, but I really like him. So that's cool.
Yeah, isn't it funny though too? I mean, if you heard all of the stories, and Hope tells Eli later that, well, she just got out of prison for attempted murder, but the guy wasn't dead.
Yes.
I mean, if you're Eli, wouldn't you like pack your bags and like freaking leave town? After hearing,
he's like looking.
After hearing,
That's,
you know, the Hope and Julie relationship and all this stuff. I mean, they're probably like, the hell did I get myself into?
Here's the thing too. She introduces Eli to everybody as her cousin. He's not her cousin.
Yeah.
He's her nephew. He's her great nephew. Think about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're not cousins because Julie's her sister. David right. would have been her
yeah,
nephew. And then,
that's
yes.
right.
Why are they saying?
The great nephew, yeah. right?
I said, this is writers, you're
Fanning.
Wrong. It's her nephew. It's
David
her nephew.
Fanning was her nephew, so that would be her great nephew. You're right.
It's her great nephew. We can just say nephew.
That's
you know.
Hope, yeah.
I
yeah.
know they resist saying grandma about Hope. I mean, about Hope. And they don't want to say great nephew, but they could say nephew, not cousin. They're not cousins. Now, Jennifer, I guess, would be, they'd be cousins or second cousins or something like that, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I caught that. Why are you calling him? He's not your cousin. So, anyway, it's a complicated tree, I guess.
Yeah.
Also complicated is Sierra and Sarah Sierra being what's her
yeah.
name's aunt and wanting her
yes.
boyfriend. So
wanting
I
her
always,
boyfriend, yeah.
I saw some of that. I know that Sarah told her that she still has feelings for Theo. And then I saw
mm-hmm.
something about Claire was trying to get Theo to sleep with her. And
mm-hmm.
what happened after that? Did it mean poor Theo?
Sierra wrote a letter. She had a nice talk with Julie about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Julie said, well, if you can't tell him, she said, tell Theo, if you can't tell him, write him a letter. So she did, and she was going to go back to the apartment to give it to them, and she walked in on Claire and Theo making out on the couch. So, that you know, she kind of turned around and left.
Boy.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
She should have busted that up.
And I loved Marlena in a roundabout way, more or less, in Claire's mind. suggested she had sex with Theo, but what she was, because she was saying about, you have to think of Theo's needs. But that wasn't the
mm-hmm.
that wasn't the needs Marlena necessarily was talking about, meaning
yeah.
not to be
yeah.
so self-centered and
right.
let Theo's emotions
yeah.
and his, but Claire, mm-hmm. that no, she didn't take it that way. She took it the way she
funny.
Wanted to take it. Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
No. Yeah, that's funny. So Marlena has no idea what, you know, what she just told her, you
oh,
know,
funny.
Granddaughter to do.
It's hilarious.
Well,
so,
I thought it was funny that Theo went out and bought condoms and nobody in town caught him doing it. But you can't do anything in town without getting caught.
Yeah. And poor Theo is the one that's like, he's not sure about
actually,
it. He's like,
did
I
they
don't
actually
know if I want to do this.
Because I don't know if he's really,
no.
he doesn't want.
Not
okay.
yet. That we know
not yet.
No,
okay.
no,
right.
because no, I don't think
like,
no.
I know he still loves Sierra. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah, I think so too. I'm thinking that, and actually,
he's
I like
so
that.
Cute.
I like that pairing a lot better than Claire.
Oh
and
yeah.
Theo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So.
There's not really a lot to see. Claire is so selfish and so
Ew.
Self-absorbed that there's really
yeah,
not a
definitely.
Lot of.
Yeah, it's a lot to like about
to
her right now.
To be rooting for her, yeah.
But I can't cheer for Sierra either, but she has no personality at all whatsoever.
I know.
Well, yeah, she's well, yeah, she
Isn't
still
that
hasn't
the one
really
that
gotten better.
Aren't mm-hmm. they?
Yeah.
Didn't she get recast? Didn't that character got didn't they get recast?
Well, she
Sierra?
Got fired, I guess.
No.
But, yeah, but I don't know if she got recast or not. No, not, yeah, Sierra.
I think, no, I think
yeah.
so. Or I thought so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah. I think she'd be
anyway.
She was done taping around November or something. So
hmm.
she probably only has like another month or so to go. Yeah.
Well, when that, but, when that kid that
So they recast
Chase,
her?
When that kid that
I don't know they
played Chase went
not.
Off the rails. Remember he
yeah.
went off the off the rails? He said something
uh-huh.
about, and then, you know, when your friend finds out she's been replaced and she sees a script and somebody else's name by it, you know, so that's
Ooh.
What made me mm-hmm. think of that, I guess. I just thought it was,
uh-huh.
he was talking about her, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That'd be terrible if it's really true, but I don't know. But, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She's. I mean, sometimes she's okay. It's just, I just
yeah,
don't want really
might have improved
it.
A little
sometimes
bit.
Sometimes she's
but
you know, improved.
I'm just getting used
bad.
To her. I don't know.
It's just, yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
just, I think it's just she's kind of blah, you know, there's not a lot of
yeah.
personality that's conveyed. And granted, she's
her character's been through a lot, but sometimes I do like her. I just, you know, I don't know. I just, it's a shame, but I mean, at the same time, who knows? I guess we'll see somebody new in a while.
See how they do, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The new girl that's playing Jade's not too bad. I mean, the other girl was really good, but this girl isn't.
Oh, yeah,
bad.
The other girl was really good, yeah.
I don't like really good.
Jade.
I've been fast-forwarding
a lot of that.
Yeah.
Can't really, I'm not really feeling
any of that.
How long
she's
going to
even be around, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But she has in her mind,
you're
you know,
right.
She's
the first
get
girl
Joey
was
back.
Really good.
She was really good, yeah.
Yeah. I think she got a job somewhere or something, doing something, another show or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I don't like new Jade, and I still don't like Joey, and I
Joey.
Don't want to watch either of them.
Need the haircut.
He's the new Philip. He needs a haircut. Like, remember the old
he's
Philip?
The hair.
JKJ, they had his hair so long there for a while. it was like, cut your hair, please. They probably won't let him or something, but
So Steve and Kayla decided, well, I guess they found the kid they think is Steve's son, Tripp, in Arizona, and they told Joey, and they told Jade, and they're supposed to go on a little adventure
son.
And I guess his son's had some legal troubles, assault and something else, I can't remember.
Just like Joey.
Yeah. Joey's not too happy either. He's not happy.
Have a lot in common.
Another son. He's not happy.
Well, think about it. Not only that, but the son's mother was killed by Joey, you know.
By Joey.
And Joey killed
that's
the
what
kid's
I mean.
Mom.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so,
how awful can that be?
Yeah, that's really.
Talk about a plot
twist. That's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Awkward, isn't
like,
it?
I not only slept with your mother, but I killed her.
Plus,
lovely. Because didn't he sleep with Ava or no?
I thought he tried, but he wouldn't do it.
He tried.
I don't think
it went that far.
Okay. Well, it's like I almost slept with I was lusting after your mother, and then I killed her. But, I mean.
Yeah.
And granted, I know it wasn't under, I mean, wasn't it to save his mom? I didn't see those scenes, but wasn't it to save Kayla? Or how did he?
I don't remember what happened.
Killed
her.
Mothered
her
with a pillow.
She was totally helpless lying in a hospital bed. She wasn't really a threat to Kayla.
Oh.
At that point.
So why did he kill her? I mean, I missed that, I guess.
I don't even know. I didn't think he had any reason to kill her.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was dumb.
I thought maybe it was something like when Kayla was kidnapped or something. I thought it had to do with that.
Steve slept with Ava to save Kayla.
Oh, that's right.
Joey didn't have. Joey really didn't have a reason to kill her. He was just saying he snapped and he was under stress from her, and but still she wasn't a threat.
But she wouldn't be a threat anymore or whatever.
Yikes. Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Oh, I thought it was more of a.
We had Hope and Race this week.
With the handcuffs.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
She just handcuffed him, though, and left. You know, there was no. She was, because he was, because he scared her. Because she was supposed to work, and he said something about his house was broken into, or there was alarm, security alarm went off. So she rushes back to his house, and he's in the bathtub. So she handcuffed him to the bed and left him there. So.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's not the first time Rafe's been handcuffed. I kept thinking, well, he slept with Kate. She had to have handcuffed him to the bed at least once.
I was going to say, sure.
Good
but I don't think Kate, Kate didn't leave him, though.
No.
No.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. Was Kate
that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Well, they were good together. I just. Hmm.
Yeah, we almost had 50 Shades of Grey on Days of Our Lives.
What's that?
We almost had 50 Shades of Grey on Days of Our Lives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
funny.
Boy.
No, I'm not feeling race and hope. They're boring as hell.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't
get it.
They
still try to shove it down our throat. I mean, they still haven't given up on that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Wanting to make them a couple.
I mean, and Aiden, I liked Hope and Aiden together too. So it was like, damn, you know. I mean, they really.
So they made him a bad guy. Yeah, made him crazy.
Yeah. But it's like, darn it.
But Rafe,
I mean, they had.
Someone...
I thought they had chemistry, but I just don't see it with Rafe and.
There's no.
Hope.
Yeah, there's no. That's the thing. There's no chemistry with them two, at all. I don't see it anyway.
And Rafe really likes the bad girls, and he kind of needs a woman to
roll around.
Kate
lit a fire under him, you know, whereas Hope's not that way, so I don't know. I mean, I like Hope, but it's just, I
kind of liked him with Nicole back in the day. It's a friendship
Erica, kind of,
a little bit of romance, because I could have seen it going there.
Potential there, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was,
Yeah, but I mean, geez, he claimed to be the father of her baby at one point. So I wish he would have kind of, it's too late now, but I wish he would have kind of brought back the Nicole Rafe friendship. It was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That, Rafe and Hope, they just don't work. They're not interesting. And like you said, I think Rafe prefers the bad girls anyway.
Because Rafe is interesting.
And Hope's more of a damsel in distress, and Hope's not interesting the way she is right now anyway. I'd rather her just be single for a while. You know, I just...
Are you getting any sense from... I mean, is there much of... I mean, there was definitely a Hayden fan base. Are you sensing much of a... I did see some people talking about Rope the other day, but I don't really know that there's a lot of it.
I don't think so. I don't see much of it. I don't a big fan base for them. I don't know.
Okay.
I see
I don't think
stuff
that I
on Twitter.
Well, really not following
that.
So.
I know one day on my phone there was notifications saying so and so and so and so and so and so were talking about Rope, and I thought, but I did. You know, that's about the only time I've seen something. So I wasn't sure how that was going, and I don't know what they were talking about with them, it was a good thing or not. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not saying it should go back to Rafe and Kate, but at least Kate lit a fire under him, and he was really, he had like a spark to him they never had with anybody else, I don't think, personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's kind of frustrating.
I did like Rafe and Sammy in the beginning.
I don't know.
Yeah, of all that he's been with, it's probably the best with Sammy, probably.
I think
his relationship, and then and actually, I kind of like Sammy that she was falling in with someone who, she got away from toxic relationship she had with Lucas, and the toxic relationship she had with EJ. So I kind of thought, he's a good guy. You know, and other than, Austin, is always Carrie, so it just seemed like I kind of liked Rafe and Sam, and they had nice chemistry. And, that was Rafe's really only big, true romance, and, he just hasn't had anything since. And,
I thought I liked Kate and Rafe at the time, but. Very hot. But I mean, that's the last time I've seen him have chemistry with somebody, basically, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask me.
I think they need to retool Hope. I think she needs to be single and be strong again. And she's just not likable now. It's hard to, so it makes,
hard to like her in a relationship where she's kind of ignoring Ciara. But Sarah's going to Marlena for advice, for crying out loud. But
that's true. Well, like, wasn't she back in town for a while before she even went and saw Ciara? They, like, hugged like they were buddies or something. And, like, she had been on the run and all that and almost died. And it's like, it seemed like Hope finally went over to her house and, like, hugged her and, like, oh, you know, I'm home or whatever. You know, I'm like, maybe I just missed an episode or something, but I'm just like, geez, you've been sleeping around with Rafe since you got back. Why didn't you race over to see your child? But maybe I'm missing, maybe I missed a step or two in there somewhere. I don't know.
You know, it would be nice if someone in the Horton family actually got in Hope's face and said, what the hell are you doing? You know, I mean, you didn't go to David's funeral and you're ignoring your daughter and you're just playing kissy face with Rafe all the time. I mean, I think she kind of needs a bit of a wake-up call. I think that, you know.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me, I always think back when I think of it, I always think back to the time that, okay, this is going to sound really weird, but when Stefano had Sammy, while she was pregnant, he had Sammy on the plane and he was going to try to extract her twins or something. I don't know. And remember, he had her on a plane and she was headed to parts unknown. And meanwhile, you know, and John and Marlena are running around trying to find her, and they start like goosing each other and making out on the couch in her house or whatever, her apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think that would be the last thing on your mind if your pregnant daughter is missing. You know, I'll never forget that because I just thought, this is just so inappropriate. It's so not normal. I mean, you know, this doesn't even make sense. But, oh well. So it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. You know, in other words, her daughter has truly been in crisis a lot. And look at her sister slash stepmother lost her son. Well, heck, it was Hope's nephew. You would think she would be upset about losing her nephew. So, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I hate that when the show doesn't write family to be at funerals and weddings.
I don't think Jennifer was there either. At the funeral, was she? Or was she?
I can't remember. But Jennifer should have
been
there.
I think
Maggie should have.
I don't think.
Yeah, I think Maggie.
Maggie wasn't there either.
Yeah. I mean,
Maggie hasn't even
talked
to Julie yet. Or, they did it. Yeah. That's the thing.
I mean,
David
was her nephew, too. She didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, remember they actually brought up to Eli? Oh, remember that time Marie was dating her brother and she didn't know
brother.
It.
Yes, they went there too. Yeah, that's way back.
Why would you tell Eli there was almost incest in the family between siblings?
Yeah, she didn't know it was her brother.
Are they trying to scare him off? Or maybe they're just trying to show how strong Eli is.
That's what
Eli
they kept saying, all this stuff like, this is the family.
Yeah.
I think,
that's hilarious.
Maybe my mother was right trying to protect me. If you can think of it that way. Your mother was maybe pretty smart. There was a reason she didn't tell you you were a Horton.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. They're kind of a crazy family.
I was thinking, I thought that maybe Kate should have some private time with Eli to share her branch of the Horton family tree with him. That was just my lustful thinking.
Lucas was there. Lucas was there.
Yeah.
And they said, I think they brought him up too.
Okay.
He said he didn't know his father for a long time.
Right.
His mother didn't tell him.
Eli's probably like, oh my gosh, what a messed up family this is.
Yeah, because actually Lucas would have been in the same situation as Eli.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Because Bill Horton, though, is still technically alive.
Right.
So,
he's met him, too, I think. He's got to see his dad. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, yeah.
That was the fun part.
Yeah, that was
seeing.
Cute.
Yeah.
That was cute.
It was. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, did we miss anything? See, a lot of stuff happened this week, and I thought it was a boring week. But I guess, some stuff did happen.
Yeah, I guess it did. Let's see. Well, can't think of anything else.
Did you guys think it's a little bit weird, though, that Claire and Theo have been together this long and didn't have sex yet? I mean, it's been a while.
I don't know. But, I mean, they're young. And, I mean, plus, I don't know.
Theo and Claire, you mean? Yeah, I don't know. Have they really been together that long? I don't know.
I think
they haven't. I didn't think they'd been there that long. Is that? Oh. I didn't really realize they'd been together that long.
I mean, he's a teenage boy, though. I mean, I don't know what age you're supposed to be now. I guess 19 or something.
I'd say they're probably, 18, 19? First year in college, 18, 19 then,
probably.
But
he is kind of a young, but, you know, I mean, he's a boy, no doubt, but he is a young, because of his,
socially,
you know,
and, yeah.
Socially, yeah.
Yes, he's younger than maybe, a little younger than,
yeah. But, I'm telling you, she will, like, be so hated if she takes advantage of him, and then it's like, knowing, full knowing that Claire loves him. I mean, that Sierra loves him. And she's just so selfish that, I don't know. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't think of,
anything else. We covered everybody's storyline. I'm thinking that it was, that's been going on.
Yeah. All right.
Well, those are Dave news.
Yawning time.
Yeah. Well, hey.
No. Can't think of anything.
Oh,
they go back
to
tape.
Go.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I have on the Wednesdays. I wish happy birthday to my son. My youngest turned 12, so I wanted to put that out there. Yeah.
Oh, 12 years old. Wow.
12.
That's my baby.
That's
her
baby. Wow.
Yes. Doesn't our Miss Anna have a birthday coming up too? On Tuesday?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. If I remember correctly. So happy birthday, Anna.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marianne, you know I became friends when I was pregnant with Dalton. Now he's 12.
Oh, I know.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember when Kurt was just like a baby. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That is, man. Time flies. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Yeah.
You're going to have almost, in a year, you'll have two teenagers.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yay, lucky me.
Yeah, and as we discussed last time, they both make fun of her for still watching Days of Our Lives, which is really sad. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They were raised on Days of Our Lives. That just hurts
my
heart.
They were. They were. They were. Dalton was a big fan of Sammy and EJ and Johnny and Sydney. You know, and
they like Stefano too, didn't they, or something?
Yeah, they did like Stefano. Yeah, and then Dalton talked. Was it Kirk or Dalton who talked to Tao on the phone once? I think it was Kirk.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tao called me and he talked to one of my son answered the phone.
Oh, that's so cute. That was so cute. That was neat. So.
Yeah, but they are now anti-Days of Our Lives.
Well, you know what? Though, see now, if you think about it, they're like growing into being masculine guys and all, and they probably think it's silly or whatever. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of funny,
can always get.
I mean, I know my brother. My brother they might very well. I know my brother watched with me when we were teenagers, and he still this day, like if I get him started on, he always, even as a little kid, liked girls with long hair. He'd call him, even when he was like a little boy, he'd say that he liked long girls because he liked long hair. Well, in the my sister-in-law for a long time had really long auburn hair, so I'm like, well, he stuck to it. But I just still laugh at how I had forgotten how much he watched it with me. And when I was visiting several years ago and I was like, yeah, I started watching Days again and everything. And so-and-so is on and so-and-so. And
it's kind of fun to watch it again. On we're talking, and I said something about Jennifer Horton, and he just went off like, "Oh my gosh!" You know, and he started talking to my sister walking into the room. She's thinking he's talking about like an ex-girlfriend or something. And then the 2 days later, I just triggered it again. I said something else. I was like, "Oh, and this was really funny when they did blah blah blah," and he just started back in on it. And I was like, "Oh my gosh!" I got to tease him so bad; it was hilarious. But it was cute too, you know. So I just love it how like guys a lot of times will be like, "Yeah, my sister watches it or my mom watches it," you know, whatever.
Yeah, guys don't like to admit they watch it, but they do. They'll come
right.
in and oh, what's
yeah.
going on, and then they start. Yeah,
husbands and
my
wives watch
to...
it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, husbands and wives sometimes will watch it together. So yeah, it's just kind of funny. But all right, well, ladies.
Yes, that's it, I guess, huh?
All
we
right.
covered everything, I think.
Okay. Well, take care till next time.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Next time.
All
Thanks,
right.
everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Good night. Bye-bye.